Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Nico. How may I help you?
I responded to your alert me that $5 and some was charged to my account. I did, but I called them because they had charged me up to $28. And I told them they didn't have the thing. They asked me for a survey. I was into my PayPal account. I don't know where that other stuff came from. And I got the iBooks, earbooks. And when I tried to exercise, they had me for a bracelet and a lifetime guarantee. But they changed. I see it's only $5 or something for the earbook.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. May I have your zip code to locate your account? May I have your zip code?
32347.
Your first and last name?
Courtney Woodfall.
And can you verify your address?
551 North Myrtle Street, Perry, Florida.
Okay. Yes, sir, I do see that you had called not too long ago, and they explained everything to you, as well as they refunded you back $14.95 and $5.95. So you said you were just going to call back to cancel.
Okay. I told them that, but they pulled the gym and the earplugs. I got on them by trying to push things off when I was on my senior citizen. I was exiting out of the program. They had me bill for a bracelet and a lifetime one thing to be $28 or something. But the girls at the customer service took it all off.
Let me see. So you're just saying you want the earpods?
Yeah, they're supposed to send that to me. And once I get it, I will call them so they won't be billing me the whole $58 for those earbuds.
Well, yes, sir. Due to you already calling earlier today, it did put your account on hold because you canceled the watch out. So it will probably take at least a day or two for that item to be shipped out to you. And then once you receive it, you can call back in to cancel it because your 14-day trial doesn't end until June the 15th.
All right. So I can't use my card anymore until that time?
No, sir. But that $14.95 and $5.95 will be back into your account. It should be back into your account now due to it being a same-day order if they voided the charges.
Yeah, yes. She told me she would take them off. I had on the phone people taking them off. I told her how they manage it. Get your card in the air, let me see your card without you selecting those items.
So it should just make sure you check in your bank account or like call your bank and confirm with them that you were refunded back the $14.95 and $5.95 as well. Your email is cwoodfalk@hotmail.com.
No, my email has been hacked. I haven't used that since March. My email address is now cwoodfalk4@gmail.com.
Oh, well, I really don't know how to change the email for you, but it would have sent out the a refund confirmation to just confirm that you be refunded back $14.95 and $5.95. So as long as you just call your bank and just confirm with them that, then it's okay.
I can check my account. If it's on there, I'll call them back again.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I won't be able to use my card. No fault of mine. He was trying to pull the stick one on me.
Yes, sir.
But if everything okay, no problem.
Yes,
I'll take my account. Take my account and tomorrow's they can take out my money. Because that card is directly related to my checking account.
Mm-hmm.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm.